Good evening. It's 1 minute after 9 p.m. and you're listening to WXYC on 89.3 FM, broadcasting from Chapel Hill and across the World Wide Web. Thanks very much for listening. Hope your evening's going well. It's the last Wednesday of the month, and it's 9 p.m, which means it's time for the monthly Global Music Show. And this evening, our show is sponsored by the Institute for the Study of the Americas. My name's Tim Carlos. I'm presently the producer of Global Music Shows, but I'm very, very happy to be in the company here this evening of David Garcia, who's going to be running the show this evening between now and 10 p.m. So, without further ado, I shall be passing you over to David, and sit back, enjoy the show, and thanks very much for listening. Keep listening. This is WXYC.
Welcome to the Global Music Show. My name is David Garcia, and I am joined tonight by students from my musical movements course, in which we are studying the significance of music in migration and immigration. Tonight's program is a sample of our research on the local Latin American and Latino music scenes in the Triangle, North Carolina, and what these musical scenes teach us about migration and immigration in our state. The show will focus on four styles of music with origins in Mexico, Brazil, and the Spanish-speaking Caribbean. Our guest DJs tonight are Victor Medley, Ori Ayudele, Kelsey Yost Cregan, and Mariana Gomez. And our first segment is, we'll focus on Música Norteña.
Música Norteña developed around the northern border of Mexico. It is a traditional style of Mexican music whose lyrics often tell of the Mexican migrant and immigrant experience in the United States or life on the Mexican-American border. It is, in fact, a border music with connections to conjunto and tiano musical styles from Texas. It is also associated with the corrido, a narrative ballad form also traditional to the border region. In spite of its traditional status, contemporary norteña, particularly in North Carolina, is also influenced by other forms of contemporary Latin American popular music. Norteña instrumentation is different from what you might find in a typical American rock band. A norteña band consists of electric bass, bajo sexto, which is a 12-string guitar, button accordion, and drums. Interesting fact, the use of accordion originates with Eastern European migrant workers who came to northern Mexico and Texas starting in the 19th century to provide cheap labor. Our first norteña song is by Los Tigres del Norte, entitled Ni Nayaki Ni Aye, which translates to neither here nor there. Try to listen for the instruments, and we will discuss its other important characteristics after.
Tierras tan lejanas, y lo primero que me encontré, que la gente es muy extraña. Tienen un cerco muy grande para que nadie se salga o para que nadie entre. Yo no lo puedo creer. Yo sé que es pura mentira que mi país se destaca. Yo sí lo miro que crece como el rabo de mi vaca. Mi pueblo es como una tienda que la llaman abarrote, porque de ahí muchos viven. Yeah.
aquí ni allá, ni allá ni acá, nunca los realizaré. Pienso no es en vano, así pasaré la vida hasta que llegue el final, quitándome las espinas para alcanzar el rosal. En donde quieres lo mismo, yo no lo entiendo y no entenderé. Sueños ni aquí ni allá, nunca los realizaré, ni aquí ni allá, ni allá ni acá, nunca los realizaré, ni aquí ni allá, ni allá ni acá, nunca los realizaré, ni aquí ni allá, ni allá ni acá.
So, how did this music originally come to the United States? During World War II, the government initiated the Bassetto program because there was a need for manual labor to replace American workers who were fighting in the war. This program recruited Mexicans from their homes and brought them to the United States on special work visas. Once the program ended, many of them simply stayed because they had a job and already had been living in the country for many years, traveling back and forth between their hometowns and Mexico, or bringing their family to the United States to live with them, was also common. This circulation of migrants moving usually seasonally to and from Mexico and the United States continued relatively uninterrupted until the early 1970s, which marked the beginning of the United States war on drugs. With this came the genesis of what we know today as the Border Patrol. Authorities increased protection against illegal border crossers, separating people from their families and home in Mexico, or leaving them in Mexico unable to return easily to the seasonal jobs they held for many years. These experiences ended up becoming the main topic for many Norteño songs. Ethnomusicologist Kathy Raglan says it best in her book, Música Norteña: Mexican Migrants Creating a Nation Between Nations. Norteña music, which synthesizes a Mexican border ballad tradition with updated lyrics that merge themes of border crossing, experiences of migration, social political commentary, and the real and imagined exploits of modern day bandit heroes. Drug smugglers and undocumented travelers evolved and became popular among Mexican immigrants living and working in the locales throughout the United States, as well as among their families and communities back in Mexico. The first track we played, Ni Aquí Ni Allá, embodies the feelings of Mexican workers of Mexican descent who come to the United States to find jobs. These workers often find they are stuck between two cultures, the culture in which they were raised, which has strong sentiments toward national pride and heritage, and the other being the United States mainstream culture, which tries to force them to assimilate to the American way of life. Though Los Tigres del Norte is the oldest and most famous Norteña band, many other bands do exist throughout the country. One popular band, Rey Norteño, is based right here in the Triangle. The band is headed by a Mexican immigrant, Fred Huerta. Rey Norteño exists today because of the role music had in Huerta's life. Huerta is from Hidalgo, which is part of the Huasteca region of Mexico. The traditional style of music from this region is known as Son Huasteca. However, it is interesting to note that Hidalgo is located in the middle of Mexico, whereas Norteño music is associated with the northern part of Mexico. At the age of 12, Huerta was taught to play the drums in his uncle's band. As time progressed, he decided to become a professional musician. Eventually, he was invited to join a band and play in the southern part of Chicago, where the band played primarily tropical music. However, Huerta's passion to produce his own music led him to create a band with his brothers, who were already living and working in North Carolina. In 2002, he and his brothers formed the band known as Ray Nathaniel in Raleigh. However, the Nathaniel music scene in Raleigh and throughout the states was lacking. In the year 2000, around the time when Huerta immigrated to the United States, the Mexican population in North Carolina was 246,545. In his words, it was like a forest because there was no Nathaniel music. As a result, Huerta needed to create some buzz around the Nathaniel scene in Raleigh. Therefore, Ray Nathaniel recorded their first CD entitled Raleigh in 2006. The band received some help to produce their album from Gustavo Cortez, the former bass player of the famous Mexican group Los Buques. The track title of the CD has a dual importance to Ray Nathaniel band. First, Raleigh is the place where Ray Nathaniel got their start. And second, Raleigh has remained the home of the band members, which they love like it was their place of birth. All right, listeners, they love North Carolina, so we love them back. Here's the track by Ray Nathaniel entitled Raleigh.
Raleigh, North Carolina, te llevo en mi corazón. Sudor, trabajando por mi gente que me espera en mi nación. Raleigh, Norte Carolina, sin duda me has dado tanto. Bajo tu cielo bendito, la vida me fue cambiando. Ahora ya puedo vivir como lo venía soñando. Hoy me invade la nostalgia porque de ti me despido. Voy a abrazar a mi gente que hace tiempo que no miro. Adiós, Norte Carolina. Sin embargo, en cuanto pueda, sé que voy a regresar. Raleigh, Norte Carolina, te quiero por tantas cosas. Muchas mujeres hermosas, más corté de tu jardín, la más linda de tus rosas. Hoy me invade la nostalgia, porque de ti me despido. Voy a abrazar a mi gente, que hace tiempo que no miro. Norte Carolina, sé que te voy a extrañar. Sin embargo, en cuanto pueda, sé que voy a regresar.
That was Ray Norteño's Raleigh. Since Ray Norteño is in North Carolina and the Latin population in the state is diverse, it is important to regularly satisfy the taste of a diverse audience, including reggaeton listeners and dancers. We will conclude this segment with a track from Ray Norteño's second CD titled Te Amo, which is a cover of the song by Mecano. Te Amo features a reggaeton beat complementing the song.
Hola, ¿quién habla?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Me llama, yo no tengo la culpa que no me haya olvidado. Espera, por favor, no te vayas. Analiza y escucha lo que tengo que decir. Si tú supieras cuánto yo a ti te amo, y estar contigo es lo que me hace más feliz. Ella no es nada, solo fue un triste pasado. Te amo, te amo, te amo. Quisiera entender por qué motivo no me puedes creer. Si yo soy hombre de una sola mujer, te lo he demostrado en mi forma de ser. Tienes que creer, no puedo aceptar que dudes de toda mi fidelidad. Y ahora me dices que yo a ti te engaño, porque no es verdad.
Rey Norteño.
Ella no es nada, solo fue un triste pasado. Te amo, te amo, te amo. No dejemos que muera el amor. No dejemos que el fuego se apague. No dejemos que muera el amor. No dejemos que el fuego se apague. Nada, solo fue un triste pasado. Te amo, te amo, te amo. Ella todavía me llama. Yo no tengo la culpa que no me haya olvidado. Espera, por favor, no te vayas. Analiza y escucha.
Hello. My name is Uri Ayadele, and I'm going to be talking about Brazilian music. Though not adequately represented in census data, Brazilians have taken it upon themselves to promote their community in the Triangle. One organization promoting the local Brazilian community is the Associação Brasileira do Triângulo. The association is a non-political, non-profit organization whose general purposes are to promote the integration between Brazilian immigrants and the local community, and to foster a deeper understanding of Brazilian culture, tradition, and heritage in the Triangle and in the state of North Carolina. Another organization, Samba Jovem, is the only known samba group in the Triangle. There are an estimated 1,200 Brazilians in the Triangle, according to Claudio de Souza, president of the association and co-director Samba Jovem. The Brazilian Association of the Triangle helps foster a sense of community among its members. Some of the events that the association sponsors are monthly coffee meetups at Rivera, a coffee den located in Raleigh where Brazilians practice their Portuguese and meet other Brazilians in the Triangle. Claudio de Souza and his fellow Brazilian musician Kleibe Souza added that many Brazilians in the Triangle are professionals who work in the research industry and universities in the area. Unfortunately, it is often hard to find Brazilian samba players because most local Brazilians, according to Claudio and Kleibe, are not musicians. Samba music and dance developed from the collective musical expression of slaves brought over from Africa to Bahia in northern Brazil. After slavery was abolished in Brazil in 1888, former slaves moved south to Rio de Janeiro, bringing with them their music and dance, including early forms of samba. It was not until the mid-20th century when samba became the music of Brazilians of all social classes and promoted by famous Brazilian vocalists, both white and black. Gaining popularity through radio play in the 1930s and 40s, samba grew to become a symbol of Brazilian national identity. In the Triangle, we have Samba Jovem to recreate various styles of samba, including batucada and pagode for Brazilians and non-Brazilians. Here are two examples of Samba Jovem's music, the first titled Cocina de Pai, which means Dad's Cooking, and Coração Blindado, which means Shielded Heart. Enjoy!
Thank you.
It's now around 9:26 and you're listening to WXYC on 89.3 FM. This is the Global Music Show. Thanks very much for listening. Please keep listening.
Good evening, this is Kelsey Yoshkrigan, and I'll be leading the segment of our show on salsa music. Modern salsa has its roots in Afro-Cuban and Puerto Rican music traditions from the 19th and early 20th centuries. Much of salsa's modern evolution, however, happened on the American mainland, centered in New York City. One of salsa's many predecessors was son music. Which originated in the Oriente, or eastern province of Cuba. Son literally translates to sound in English, emphasizing the sound of the music that was being played. Oriente was known to have many sugar mills that were fueled by slave labor. Many of the slaves in the province, like their contemporaries in Bahia, Brazil, originated from Western Africa or neighboring countries such as Haiti. Once slavery ended, the area was settled by freed slaves who chose to make Oriente their home. These communities passed down African rhythms played on Spanish and Afro-Cuban instruments. Notable aspects of salsa music that are directly inherited from Cuban son include the anticipated bass patterns and the cyclic montuno section, as well as the claves, which play the music's underlying rhythmic structure. Several instruments commonly used in salsa were also previously used in son, including the cowbell, congas, and bongos. Salsa mixed with many Latin American musical genres during its early development in the 1960s and 1970s, due partly to the growing diversity of the Latino population in New York City. Many Cuban and Puerto Rican musicians along with musicians originating from other Caribbean and South American countries, were residing in New York during this time. The blending of styles that resulted from interactions between these artists generated the style we now know as salsa. One of the most notable labels who cultivated this genre was Fania Records, which was founded in New York by Dominican native Johnny Pacheco and his Italian-American business partner, Jerry Masucci. An influx of Latin American immigrants to North Carolina has greatly increased the popularity of salsa in the state, especially in the Triangle area. In addition, Latinos from other states in the United States have moved to the Triangle, further contributing to salsa's popularity. But how many Cuban and Puerto Rican immigrants have this population included? Despite salsa's popularity in the Triangle, the Puerto Rican and Cuban populations in the state have remained relatively small as a portion of the Latin American and Latino population and very small as a proportion of the total population. People who identified as Hispanic or Latino origin accounted for 8.4% of the total North Carolina population in the 2010 census. People who identified as of Puerto Rican descent, however, represented only 0.8% of the total population, and those identifying with Cuban roots, a mere 2.2%. Despite the relatively small numerical presence, the Cuban and Puerto Rican populations in North Carolina have a large presence with regards to businesses and cultural associations. The Asociación de Puerto Riqueños Unidos de Carolina del Norte, for example, is a nonprofit organization in North Carolina that focuses on creating cultural events to deepen understandings of Puerto Rican culture in the state. There are also many local businesses owned by proprietors of Cuban and Puerto Rican descent offering Cuban and Puerto Rican cuisine and other products. Durham, in particular, is home to several such establishments, including the Old Havana Sandwich Shop and the Cuban Revolution Restaurant and Bar, which hosts regular salsa dance gatherings. In the 2010 census, there were 1,972 firms in North Carolina whose owners identified as Puerto Rican. In addition, the Triangle is home of at least 6 salsa bands, whose members include Anglo-American, African-American, as well as Latin American and Latino musicians. The Triangle's longest-running group, Carnavalito, was founded in 1989 by Ricardo Granillo. The band recorded its first demo in 1989. And soon after sending it out to clubs and events around the Triangle, they began to perform at clubs, festivals, private parties, special events, and other venues. Carnavalito released its first CD, named Carnavalito, in 1996, and its second, Tu y Yo, in 1999. Carnavalito fuses different types of music, such as merengue, cumbia, jazz, cha-cha-cha, mambo, and salsa in order to create their own unique sound. In their song, Cuídate, compay, which translates to Take Care, Good Friend, members of the group take turns soloing. Throughout the song, you will hear lead singer Paco Santiago asking various band members to play a solo with their respective instruments. Here's Carnavalitos, Cuídate, compay, from their 1996 debut album, Carnavalito.
Aprende más cada día. ¡Qué vida!
Since Carnavalito's founding in 1989, more than half a dozen salsa groups have formed in the Triangle. One of the most recently formed salsa bands is Orquesta Gardel. Founded in Durham in 2006, Orquesta Gardel is made up of a diverse group of Latino, Anglo, and African-American musicians, and is known for its Cuban timba-style music, as well as for its New Yorican, meaning New York and Puerto Rican, style salsa music. The next track, Para el Mundo Entero, which translates to For the Entire World, comes from Gardel's debut album, Lo Que Tú Quieras, which was released in January 2011. Sung by Nelson Delgado and Jaime Roman, both of whom are Puerto Rican, the song resonates with Gardel's mission to share its dance music with all audiences, with a chorus that translates to Orquesta Gardel for the entire world. In the Carolinas, dance salseros. Orquesta Gardel for the entire world. In the Carolinas, dance rumberos.
Para los bailadores, para los rumberos, para el mundo entero. Salsa con sabor, con sentido y con mucho amor. Viva, viva, viva de verdad, oye. Desde Carolina del Norte, Orquesta Gardel.
Bailan los salseros, Orquesta Gardel. Para el mundo entero, en las Carolinas, gozan los rumberos, Orquesta Gardel. Para el mundo entero, en las Carolinas, bailan los salseros.
Las Carolinas bailan los salseros.
Ellos bailan bien y no más. Gozan lo que esperas, Carolina Orquesta Gardel, para el mundo entero. A bailar, a bailar. Para el mundo entero, oye. Con mucho más para ti, salsero.
Recently, Orquesta Gardel collaborated with local hip-hop group The Beast on track title Translation. Translation is a song off The Beast's 2009 album Silent Fiction. Mixing hip-hop, jazz, salsa, and Latin jazz, in the story of Translation, the protagonist of the song meets a young lady at a salsa club. The verse of the song is in a traditional hip-hop form, whereas the chorus is in a salsa form, and the bridge is in a sung jazz form. The majority of the song is sung in English, with short segments in Spanish. Orquesta Gardel plays the Montuno enchants, Yo Quiero Hacer Amor Contigo, which translates to, I Want to Make Love to You. Here's translation.
Listen, It was love at first sight. Walked into the after party, seen shorty, she was just my type. I offered her a drink, she said, no, I don't like Bud Light. But guess what, we could let the Bud Light. Later that night, went to Bojangles. Yeah, can I get a four-piece season fries, iced tea, sweet and low? She and I getting low, licking fried chicken bone. Best pick and roll since Goku Piccolo. I'm trying to tell you, she was a real dime. Shorty gave me goosebumps like R.L. Stein. So I got too close like R.L. That's when she introduced me to Raphael. Sadiq in the backseat, blasting the Beast in the back, speak five deep, ran up in the club like a track meet. It was salsa night. Matter of fact, this music isn't even right. I remember it was more like, yeah, like that. Let me get my boys up in here. Yo, guaranteed to sweep you off your feet. Orquesta Gardel and the Beast. So I told Sadiq, you take the one on the right, I'll take the left. And we danced all night till we was at a yeah, she had me wrapped around a finger. This the type of girl to hold me down like an anchor. Ran up on shorty like a military flanker. Brick house body, she remind me of Topanga. So fine, got me questioning, might this love at first sight be the love of my life? And that's why you and me, girl, nobody cares the places we go. Yo, that's why I told my shorty, quiero hacer amor contigo. You and me, girl, nobody cares the places we go. That's why I told my baby, quiero hacer amor contigo. Yo, cash rules everything around Senorita. She was half black, the other half Latina. So I told Sadiq it was a pleasure to meet him. Check please, who got the keys to my Beamer? We were ready to go, take it back to the crib, home alone. Or maybe it was Black Snake Moan. Make it a backbuster night, wax off, wax on all night. We can kick it like Ralph Macchio. So we left about the club like Plaxico. Jumped into the whip, peeled off like Pistachio. Trying to haul ass, got gas at Texaco. Almost crashed on the way home, driving so fast. It was 3 o'clock on my Casio. We was in the car getting hot like casserole, about to ignite. The question is, might this love at first sight be the love of my life? And that's why you and me, girl, nobody cares the places we go. That's why I told my baby, quiero hacer amor contigo.
Love to introduce Nelson Delgado. Orquesta Gardel is in the building. Come here, baby girl.
Yo quiero.
Yeah, yo quiero. I want you. I need you. Come on and move it by
now.
Come on, I know you like it like
that.
Yeah. Come and dance with me, baby girl.
Good evening, listeners. My name is Mariana Gomez, and I will be leading the last segment for our show tonight on mariachi music. Mariachi is a style of music that originated in Jalisco, Mexico, in the town of Cocula, in the 19th century. There are many theories of how the word mariachi originated, yet the true derivation of the word is unknown. Regardless, mariachi's cultural influences were significant since the musical style's earliest history, and the music today remains a large part of Mexican culture and identity. Beginning in the 19th century, mariachi music was based on the Mexican song style of music unique to the state of Jalisco. This and other regional styles of son music in Mexico involved a combination of Spanish, Mexican, and African musical traditions. The Jalisciense was the son commonly found in Jalisco. In the following track, you will hear Raleigh's own Mariachi Los Galleros de México perform a traditional son Jalisciense titled El Gavilancillo, which translates to the little hawk. Mariachis feature a variety of instruments, including violins, trumpets, and guitars. The vihuela is a round-backed, high-pitched, five-string guitar, which provides much of the rhythmic intensity of the music. The guitarrón is a bass guitar. A Mexican harp is also commonly added to the group. These contrasting sounds come together to create this beautiful music of Mexico.
but it was not always accepted by all Mexicans. In its earliest history, mariachi music was music of the rural working classes. Eventually, however, groups such as Mariachi Vargas traveled from Jalisco to Mexico City to play for the upper classes as well as for Mexican presidents and other political leaders. With the development of radio and film, mariachi music became popular, not only across the nation, but also across Latin America and the United States. Mariachi Vargas was one of the first well-known mariachis to perform internationally. Mariachi performers often wear charro suits. These outfits usually have silver studs, embroidery, buttons, and leather designs. Large wide-brimmed hats and riding boots are also usually worn. These outfits are characteristic of Mexican rural culture, and they are a means of preserving Mexican tradition. Birthdays, quinceañeras, weddings, baptisms, and funerals are common events for which mariachi groups play. Mariachi is also played in some mass services in the Roman Catholic Church. These significant events are a large part of one's life, and many people invite mariachi groups to play at these events to ensure the tradition and culture will be properly represented through music. We are lucky to have several mariachi groups right here in North Carolina. Mariachi Los Galleros de México and Los Viajeros Mariachis are two of the most popular groups. The group Mariachi Los Galleros de México, who you just heard perform, originally formed in Mexico, and they currently live in Raleigh. Los Galleros de México, led by Emilio Zaguilán, take pride in their music and performance to ensure that their audience enjoys their entertainment. Our final track is by Los Viajeros Mariachis. They reside in our state's capital, Raleigh. This band consists of four mariachi members, and they are led by Héctor Varel. As musicians, they believe their music follows a great Mexican music tradition in sharing their culture and love for the mariachi music they take so much pride in producing. The members of these mariachi group come from different states all over Mexico and Central America. Los Viajeros play approximately 300 performances per year. They are known for their tight vocals, virtuous playing, and family-style music orientation. Here's Los Viajeros Mariachis playing a son guatesco titled El Rey de la Huasteca.
Thank you all for listening to our show. If you are interested in experiencing local Latin music here in the Triangle, you should come this Saturday night starting at 8 p.m. to the Keenan Music Building on the UNC campus to celebrate Mambo Dinamico's 10th anniversary. Mambo Dinamico is one of several salsa dance groups, which is headed by Beto Herrera. And that show will feature live music by UNC's Charanga Carolina and Orquesta Gardel, whose music you just heard a little while ago. As the global New South transforms economically, socially, and culturally, music and dance will continue to provide all North Carolinians opportunities to cross bridges and get to know our new neighbors. Viva Kakalaki!
You're listening to WXYC, broadcasting from Chapel Hill.
Amada le decía, no te apures, yo regreso. Su esposa, el voz de esperanza, le gritó: yo a ti te espero. Logró romper las cadenas.